talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open to texts, 844-967-2789. The phone lines themselves are down, and they're being restored as I speak. But we're open to text, 844-967-2789. And I will have it read on the air, and I will acknowledge your contribution to it. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history being made as we speak, I want to say once again, the Devil Radio app, very glad we have an app. Download it from Apple, Google, our website. Carry us with you 24/7. Tune into your favorite radio station and show anytime you want. A lot of things still to talk about. I'll tell you what, one good piece of news in Arizona that I was very glad to see, Katie Hobbs is running for governor. Katie Hobbs is running for governor of Arizona. And that is going to set up a race that's going to be a Rorschach test for Trump's influence in the Republican Party, for the Democratic / Republican state of affairs right now. And here's what I mean by that. Katie Hobbs is the Democratic Secretary of State. She's excellent. She stood tall against Trump and against the Republicans. She opposed the Cyber Ninja audit in Maricopa County, Phoenix. She opposed that. She's the one who certified the election in Arizona where Joe Biden beat Donald Trump, certified the election results. Been viciously attacked by Trump, and she is a strong candidate. I mean, for one thing, she's statewide. She was elected statewide already as Secretary of State, and now she's running for governor, and it's a very common launching point for candidates for governor to have served in a statewide position, whether it's Secretary of State, Treasurer, Attorney General, that kind of thing. The incumbent is a guy named Ducey, D-U-C-E-Y, Governor Ducey. The problem for him, and here's why I say this is going to be a test on Trump's influence, Trump also savagely attacked Ducey, sort of like Kemp in Georgia. Ducey is very right-wing, just like Kemp in Georgia. Both of them advocate voter suppression. They're down the line hardcore right wingers, but each of them made one exception. And that is when Joe Biden narrowly won their states in Arizona, Ducey's state, in Georgia, Kemp's state. They said, well, we're required under the law to certify these results. And if the state law requires, say, the governor's signature as well as the Secretary of State, fine. For that, ignoring everything else they'd done, Trump just bitterly and viciously attacked them both, urged that they be defeated. Now, Kemp in Georgia is going to run again, and I don't see anybody in Georgia in the Republican Party is going to beat him in a primary. Ducey, I don't know if he's going to run again, but I think he is. I think he probably will. And the question is, what do the rabid Trump supporters, the cultists, do when it's Doug Ducey against Katie Hobbs? Katie Hobbs is a Democrat. Katie Hobbs is the Secretary of State who opposed voter suppression, opposed the Cyber Ninja fake audit, the crooked, fraudulent audit, although a judge overrode her. She's the one who said they should not have turned over original ballots and voting machines, and now that they did, throw those voting machines out because I won't certify them for any election. We don't know what kind of bugs they salted them with. She said that. Ducey, and she also, of course, certified the election. Ducey did none of that. He supports voter suppression. He supported the Cyber Ninja fake crooked audit, QAnon audit. But he did certify the election, and he's the one who was on a phone call, who is signing it on camera, and Trump called. Do you remember that? Do you ever see that video? and he ignored the call. The secretary said, Mr. Trump's on the phone, and he just ignored the call. He thought that would help him. So what does a cultist do? You're a Trump cultist. Pretend you're a Trump cultist in Arizona. You definitely don't want Katie Hobbs. She's a Democrat. She opposed the fake QAnon-inspired cyber ninja audit. She is going to throw out the voting machines. The Republican Secretary of State would say, keep those voting machines, even though they have a bug in them, a worm in them. She's the one who certified the election. You don't want her if you're a Trump cultist. But then Ducey, Trump said, beat Ducey. He's no good. But the only people who will run against him in the Republican Party are fringe types. Truly weirdos. I mean, truly weirdos, horns coming out of their heads, a third eye in the middle of their forehead, really bad news people. So what are you going to do? Yeah, you could vote for a fringe guy in the primary. But if Ducey is the nominee, which he certainly will be against Hobbs, who will also be the Democratic nominee, her only opposition is some woman who's a TV anchor in Arizona and figures her name recognition will carry her, and it won't. What do you do, Hobbs against Ducey? I think a lot of them aren't going to vote. Or they'll write Trump in or something. Or they will write, you know, one of Trump's kids in, or they'll do something bizarre. They'll pick at the election. The point is that Ducey is going to lose a couple of percentage points of the Republican base as a result of Trump's attack. And that could be enough to put Hobbs over the top. First of all, she doesn't need a lot to put her over the top. She already won statewide. She's the Secretary of State. So she's done it on her own. Secondly, when you run against an incumbent governor, when anybody runs against an incumbent governor, the word in politics always is, that's a referendum on the incumbent. Do people like what they did? Do people like them? If people like what they did and like them, no challenger is going to beat them. And if people don't like what they did and don't like them, a challenger can beat them if it's a qualified challenger. So there's a referendum on Doug Ducey, and the Trump cult has attacked Ducey. And so I think that a lot of them aren't going to vote, or certainly not going to vote for him, even in the general, and may shave some points off him, will shave some points off him. And I think that Katie Hobbs has a great chance. And if she's the governor, you know, the 2024 election, and then after that, the winner is going to be certified. There's not going to be voter suppression. She will veto the right-wing gerrymandered Republican Arizona legislature every chance she gets. We absolutely need her. And I think she has a great shot. I think my hat's off to Katie Hobbs. I think she is going to win. One other, you know, to give you the extent of the sickness in the Trump cult movement, Liz Cheney. Now, Liz Cheney from Wyoming. Wyoming only has one congressional seat because of its population. The average congressional seat has now about 700 some odd thousand people in it, which is basically the population of Wyoming. Rhode Island only has one seat. A couple of states that only have one seat because they have small populations. California has 50 some odd seats or more because of their population. House of Representatives is allocated on population basis. The Senate is not. Every state has two senators. Rhode Island and Wyoming each have two senators. California, New York, and Texas each have two senators. Put in back in the compact that brought the 13 colonies together, complicated discussion of the South and the North, mercantile interests, agrarian interests. I don't want to go into all that. This is a call-in show. This is not a history lecture. But you can't get away from history when you're talking about politics, especially contemporary politics. So, Liz Cheney, she stood tall. She stood very tall. She said that Trump has got to go. We don't need him in the Republican Party. She voted to impeach him. She's one of 10 Republican members of Congress who voted to impeach him over the insurrection. And it's just been reported she had to pay $58,000 in security after the impeachment vote. She couldn't go to the airport by herself for fear of being attacked. She got death threats. She couldn't go out to the grocery store. How do you campaign that way if you're a congressman? Here in Wisconsin, If you're in Madison, you'll see Mark Pocan show up at picnics or events. You'll see Gwen Moore in Milwaukee do the same thing. And you'll see Ron Kind over in La Crosse do the same thing. And all the Republicans do the same thing. How do you campaign for Congress when you're paying $58,000 for security? You have a couple of guys with devices in their ears. They seem to be talking to themselves and they're looking at the crowd. I mean, you know, the Republican Party has injected violence back into our culture, our political culture, and it hadn't existed since the Civil War. There'd been many, many controversial issues, certainly immigration in the late 19th century and the early 20th century, whether we should get into World War I. I don't know if you knew this, but there was such terrible anti-German sentiment in the United States around World War I that Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, put in a law forbidding the teaching of German in Nevada. I shouldn't say Alaska, Nevada. This First World War is overturned by the Supreme Court. People got riled up with hatred, irrational hatred. It was wrong. But that's coming back in. With Donald Trump threatening Hillary Clinton, saying she, Second Amendment, people should take care of her, and that has spilled over. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.